should appreciate it. You should guard the Pach Shemen that's being lit inside of you. So I want to talk to you, really to continue with what you were learning. To begin with the Torah of Chanukah, and Chanukah is my favorite yontif. I say that by every yontif, but Chanukah is really my favorite. Really, really, Chanukah is... It's hard to hold back the Torah of Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this yontif to keep us through the long years. It's the kernel of Mashiach. So, there's an extraordinary din by Ner Chanukah. Well, the Gemara tells us there in the Sugya on Shabbos, by Chav Gimel, and Medbeis, the Gemara says, Haroi Ner Chanukah, Sarach Levarich. That means that Lu Yitzuya, that a person was passing through somewhere, and he doesn't have Nebuch a house, he's not invited, it's a night of Chanukah, and he's not able to light a Chanukah candle. So the Medina de Gemara, it's Haroi Ner Chanukah, a person's walking in the street, and he sees the Ner Chanukah. So he makes the Brocha, Shos Nisum Abaseinu Bayom Mahim Bezman Hazeh. Now how that plays out, La'aloch, I'm not going to go into right now, but that's a din, an extraordinary din. Tosfos and Sukkah points out that, Daf Mem Vav, Tosfos points out that we don't have any such a thing by any other mitzvah. There's no din, Haroya Sukkah, Haroya Lulav, Haroya Shofar. There's no such a din. Only by Ner Chanukah is there such a thing as Haroa Ner Chanukah Tzarech Levarach. And Tosfos asks this question and has three terutzim. The last terutz is the one that we're going to try to focus on. The last terutz of Tosfos is, why is it that by Ner Chanukah alone there is such an inyan to make a brocha just by seeing it? So Tosfos's last answer is Mepnei Chavivus Anes, because of the great love that we have for this miracle. Mepnei Chavivus Anes. There's some special connection that Am Yisrael has to this Nes. The Rambam uses a lashon like that in Hilchos Chanukah that we don't find him using in other places. The Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Chavivhi Ad Mo'ed. It's Chavivus. There's something about Ner Chanukah that brings about this Chavivus. Chavivhi Ad Mo'ed. But why is it that by Ner Chanukah there's such a din of Haroa Ner Chanukah? So the Divrei Chaim Sluzi Aleinu rings from his Rebbe the Rapshitzer. Ikke mitzvahs Ner Chanukah hu hariya. We're going to talk about our eyes today for a few minutes. Our eyes. We're going to talk about seeing, how Jews are supposed to see things. And the Divrei Chaim wrote from the Rapshitzer that the Ikke mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the Ikke mitzvah of Chanukah, is hu hariyah, is to somehow to repair, to adjust our way of seeing, our way of looking. The koach hariyah. This doesn't, of course, mean vision itself, because the Divrei Chaim explains that there are two ways of seeing. There are two ways of seeing. One is to be able to see the Metzias in front of you. If you have better eyesight, then you see a little bit further. It could be nearsighted, it could be farsighted. But the first way of seeing is with einayim gashmias, with physical eugen, with physical eyes, and to see the reality, which is itself a choshev, I think, to be able to see things in a clear and accurate way. That's one way of seeing. But you can't compare that to the second way of seeing, We find the Lashon Chazal in many places. Roa ani es divrei ploni. Roa ani es divrei ploni. That means that when you truly understand what another person is saying, when you truly understand, when you get it, the Lashon in Chazal is, I see what you're saying. Even in English, there's such an expression, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. This type, this way of seeing, the Devi Chaim calls Ri'iyas HaChochma. Ri'iyas HaChochma. The reason that the Ikar Nes Chanukah is Ri'iyah, the Devi Chaim explains, is because the whole koach of Yavan, of that golus that's called Yavan, the whole koach of that golus that's called Yavan is to condemn Jewish eyes to the first way of seeing, to seeing things only be'ein gashmis, to see things only for what they are in this world, what you see before your eyes, before your physical eyes. Shimshon holach acher einav, even though we don't understand, he was a great tzaddik, Shimshon. But the Gemara says that Shimshon holach acher einav, that he followed his eyes. Every single krishma, we say v'los asua acherei levavchem v'acherei einechem, the eyes of Greece, Greek eyes, is a certain way of looking at things. It's a way of seeing the world for the way it appears. Not the way that it truly is, but the way that it appears. That's called the eyes of Yavan. Therefore, the Svarim say that Chanukah is the koach of Tikkun Ha'inayim. The eyes of Leah Yimena, which the Torah says in the last parish, is Eini Leah Rakos. The simple pshat is that her eyes were not beautiful. But Targum, if you look in Targum, Targum translates that her eyes, and Yerushalmi learns that her eyes in Rakos is Yo'os, that they were very, very beautiful. They were so beautiful that the world didn't see how beautiful her eyes were. Rachel Yimena, everybody wants to marry Rachel Yimena. She's Yefas Torah, Yefas Mar. She's strikingly beautiful. That's what you see the second you meet Rachel Imenu. But when you meet Leah Imenu, she didn't look beautiful. So on the outside, the pshat of Rakos is that her eyes were not beautiful. But you know that the Gemara says in Bava Basra that her eyes were exceedingly beautiful. But because she was crying and crying and crying all the time, because she didn't want to end up with Esav, because the shidduch was made between her and Esav. Shahoyu Abriyas Omeris, that Briyos, which is pashtus, is not talking about people stam in the shuk, but there was supposed to be a zivug between Leah and Esav, and all that made Esav ugly somehow Leah fixed, Leah repaired. So on the outside, when you met Leah, she didn't look so beautiful. Her eyes didn't look so beautiful, but Hashem Shbach knows that the eyes of Leah are the most beautiful. It's just that she was crying all the time. She didn't want to end up with Esav. Therefore, the Targum translates and interprets her eyes, that they were Yo'os. They were the most beautiful eyes in the world. Leah is the Alma Diskasia, is the world that we don't see with the eyes of Yavan. We don't see with the eyes of Yavan. It's the ability to see in a different way. Let's try to understand more what this means, of how to look, of how to make our eyes beautiful. Because Chanukah is the time of Tikkun Ha'inayim. Leah is the Gematria 36. Leah corresponds to the 36 candles of Chanukah. Tikkun Ha'inayim comes to us through Leah Yimein, our ability to see things in a different way. Even though we're not seen for who we really are. The world looks at us. The world looks at the Jews. The world looks at Am Yisrael and sees us and as Chalila being ugly. The world can't stand us. Right? Vaya Hashem kisnu Elayah. But the emphasis is that Elayah is the most beautiful. And the light, the candles of Hanukkah, give us the ability to have Leah's eyes. How the world sees us is because the world is Einayim Lehem. They have eyes, V'layiru, but they don't see. What are the eyes of Leah? What does that mean? So Reb Leib Le'eger was the son of Reb Shleim Le'eger, who was the son of Reb Akiva Eger. So Akiva Eger, Reb Shleim Le'eger, then the world says that something went wrong. So Reb Leib Le'eger went to Kotsk. But we believe that that was a good thing that happened. And even the Brisker Rav, there was a conversation. It's brought down in the Swarm about Brisk. There was a conversation, and among the Misnagdim, and somebody was krechtzing about. Somebody said a lashon. Could you imagine if Reb Leib Le'eger, if you only would have stayed with us, if you wouldn't have gone off the Kotsk? And the Brisker Rav started to tremble, and he said, "How could you say such a thing? Could you say it's all min hashamayim that it happened to Reb Leib Le'eger? What happened to Reb Leib Le'eger when he went?" When he went to Kotsk. But Reb Leib Le'eger had his son also. You know what his name was? Reb Avraham Le'eger. Reb Avraham Le'eger. We have Torah from Reb Avraham Le'eger, not on the whole Torah, only on part of the Torah. But Baruch Hashem, there's Torah from Chanukah. The Torahs on Chanukah, Reb Avraham Le'eger's Torahs are unbelievable. And Reb Avraham Le'eger really is teaching us what the Devi Chaim explains to us. He doesn't bring the Devi Chaim, but he explains b'aymek by introducing to us another level of eyesight, another level of ri'iyah, of koach ri'iyah, of ri'iyah sachachma, what the Rapshitz and the Devi Chaim called ri'iyah sachachma. If Avraham Le'eger brings the pasuk that we say in Davening Shabbos, v'chol ayin l'cha titzah. V'chol ayin l'cha titzapa. Every eye, v'chol ayin, every eye, v'chol ayin l'cha titzapa, longs Hashem only for you. The lashon of tzipia, tzipisi Yeshua, is to long, to have hishtagikus, to have gaguin, a longing. V'chol ayin l'cha titzapa means that the eyes of a Jew have the ability to long for something beyond what he presently sees in his life, what presents itself before his physical eyes. L'chol ayin l'cha titzapa. Titzapa means to expect, to wait, to want. All of that's contained in the word titzapa. L'chol ayin l'cha titzapa. And Rav Avraham says that these eyes come to us from the Avos. The Jews have special eyes, Einayim Tzofios, eyes that look beyond the present and see something else, see something beyond, Me'eva. And Rabbi Vermela says the eyes, these eyes, called Ayin L'cha Tetzapa, we see by the zivig, the first zivig that the Torah really talks about is the zivig of Yitzchak and Rivka. The zivig of Yitzchak and Rivka. First, you know that Yitzchak Avinu couldn't see. From the time of the Akedah, right? You know that. That he couldn't see. But Chazal say that the tears of the Malachim fell into Yitzchak Avinu's eyes when he was lying on the Akedah. Whatever that means. But Yitzchak Avinu could not see. For those who have learned a little bit of the Sipur Maisis for Rabbi Nachman, so in the story of the seven beggars, so the blind beggar, of course, is Yitzchak Avinu. And there the blind beggar says that you think that I can't see. The truth is that I see so much that I can't see this world. You think that I can't see. I'm the blind beggar. But I'm begging so much for that world beyond what we see with our eyes that I don't see this world. I see something else. And that zivik between Yitzhak and Rivka, that took place, like many things, took place by the well, by the water. But what's fascinating here is that whereas in Parshas told us earlier, and in Parshas Vayetzeh, the place of water is described always with the word be'er, by the zivug of Yitzhak and Rivka, it says always the word ein hamayim, the words ein hamayim, which is a ma'ayan, a well, a spring of water. Hine anochi nitz, Eliezer is telling over the whole ma'aseh of the shidduch. Hine anochi nitzav al ein hamayim. Eliezer is saying this took place. When I first laid my eyes on Yitzhak's zivug on Rivka, that took place by the Ein Hamayim, by the wellspring, by the spring of water. Va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. Va'avo hayom, it's very important, we'll come back to that pasuk later. Eliezer says, when he tells over the Maisa, he's saying over, va'avo hayom el ha'ayin. Today I arrived at the ayin, at the ayin, at the well, at the spring. And he describes how Rivka went to draw water, Vatered Ha'ayna. Bekitzer, in all of Tanakh, this word is hardly used, and here it's used all the time. Now, as I said, Ayin, Ein Hamayim, means a well of water. But it's obvious that it's the same word as what? I. Which even in English, the word I. Ayin, Ein Hamayim. The well of water where the zivug was made is called Ayin. Va'ova hayom el ha'ayin. And Rabbi Avramla reveals that the true test of Rivki Imenu was Eliezer wanted to see if she has Jewish eyes. Does she have eyes that are eyes of Michal Ayin Lecha Titzape, eyes that are filled with longing, longing for something beyond the well of water, beyond camels, beyond Lavan, beyond this world? Or are her eyes regular eyes, beautiful, but regular eyes? Does she have the ability to see beyond the present, beyond the mitzvahs? Or does she have the ability also to close her eyes and to see something much greater? You know, when you try to concentrate, it's a natural thing to close your eyes, right? It's a natural thing. Most people have to do that. They said, Badav Adichva, he was always with his eyes open. And the Misnagdim had a big time against the Kedushas Levi that he was davening Shemoneh Esrei with his eyes open. So the Misnagdim were talking about this, and they came to the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, and they said, you know, that your friend, your Kedushas Levi, there was some Kutan, that your friend, he davened Shemoneh Esrei with his eyes open, just looks with his eyes open. So the Baal Tanya went to Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, and he said that the Misnagdim have a Tanya that you daven Shemoneh Esrei with your eyes open. And the Vedichva said, I do. I didn't know. Okay, I'll try to close them. When the B'dichva's eyes were opened, they were looking way, way beyond. Way beyond. Most of us can't do that. I mean, none of us can do that. But what we try to do when we have to concentrate is we close our eyes. Rabbi Nachman said that when a person is in pain, he naturally winces. He closes his eyes. When you feel some pain, when you hear, God forbid, some bad news, you close your eyes. Rabbi Nachman said, because at that moment, the pain hurts, and the present is so painful, that all you can do is to try to see beyond this moment. In order to see beyond this moment, you have to not look at this world. You have to close your eyes to this world. That's why we close our eyes by Kriya Shema. You have to not see this world. You have to become the blind beggar, to beg for something beyond this pain, because the world has so much pain. There's so much misery. There's so much suffering. So any time that a person suffers, or chalila, you hear about someone suffering, or you hear some bad news, you naturally close your eyes. Because at that moment, you want to be able to look away from the world, from the way of Yovan, the way that Greece sees the world, from the eyes of Yovan, and to be able to enter into the eyes of to that way of seeing that's called Riyas Achachm. Even though I'm going through such pain now, I believe with all of my heart that there's something beyond this, to try to see beyond the time that you're in and the pain that you're going through, to be able to see that which could be. And that's why, without going into Seamus, but you know, some of you probably heard that when Eliezer said, Va'avo hayom el ha'ayim, you know, Rashi brings down, Chazal tell us that he was able to travel an extraordinary distance in a short time. What's the term that we use for that? Kfitzas HaDerech. The shame, the name, the koach, the energy of Kfitzas HaDerech is in Va'ovo Hayom El Ha'ayin. Vav, Va'ovo Hayom He, El Aleph, Ha'ayin is He. That shame of Hashem, and the order of those letters, is the koach of Kfitzas HaDerech. Va'avo hayom el ha'ayim. Today I came to the well. Rashi says with Kfitzas HaDerech. On a deeper level, what it means is, va'avo hayom el ha'ayim means where a person is able today to see something that's not yet today. He's able to bring something from far away into this moment. He's able to have a Kfitzas HaDerech in his mind and in his heart. Even though something is only in the future, it's not yet. But V'avo HaYom Al Ha'ayin is the site of Kfitzas HaDerech, because it's the koch of V'chol Ayin L'chot Tetzap. V'avo HaYom Al Ha'ayin. V'avo HaYom Al Ha'ayin. It's Kfitzas HaDerech. Now here's where we come to Chanukah. Around 300 years ago, there was a big tzaddik, Rabbi Hirsch Koidenover, who wrote a very, very important sefer. It's called Kav HaYosha. When I was younger, I used to learn it all the time. It's not that I've outgrown it. It's just I bought too many other sefarim since then. So I really should continue to learn it more. But it was one of my favorite sefarim when I was growing up. Kav HaYosha. He has a remarkable lesson over there. Kaviyasha. There's not enough time. If I knew how to do these kind of things, it would be much easier, but I always have to carry piles of sperm. I have to learn how to do this. But I always have to take big piles and put it under the thing, and the guys help me to do it. But I didn't notice that. But Kaviyasha has a whole lesson. But the Iker, I'll tell you just outside. V'ilo, he's talking about Ner Chanukah. V'ilo hayinu zoichem la'asogas ruach ha'kodesh. And the Kav Yosha says, V'ilo hayinu zoichem la'asogas ruach ha'kodesh. If we'd be zoiche for ruach ha'kodesh, asogas ruach ha'kodesh, hayinu mevarchem u'mevinim u'mesigim ayidei mitzvos hadlakas neiros, then we would be able to make the bracha and to understand and to grasp through lighting the candles of Chanukah, Ayidei mitzvahs hadlokas and erishal mitzvah asidois. We'd be able to see the future. Now listen to these words. Dahaner shal mitzvah misnabe kimonovi hamisnabe al pi Hashem. That the ner shal mitzvah, he's talking about Shabbos candles also, but then he goes to Chanukah candles. And he says that the ner shal mitzvah, the Chanukah candle, is misnabe kimonovi. The Chanukah candles are saying Nevi'as, are misnabe, are revealing prophecies. Kimonovi ha-misnabe al-pi Hashem. Such a lashon anywhere in that the Chanukah candles are saying Nevi'as, Kimonovi ha-misnabe al-pi Hashem. Like a Novi who's misnabe al-pi Hashem. There's the minig of tzaddikim to spend a long time watching the Chanukah candles. We're talking about two tzaddikim that I mentioned, the Devei Chaim and Kedushas Levi. We know that the Devei Chaim, we know from Abchaz Kol Shinever, from his son, that the Devi Chaim used to sit by the Chanukah candles at least for 6 hours and would not wink. Reb Chaskel Shenever said that he saw his father sitting by the candles for the entire time and his eyes did not blink. Kedushas Levi would sit for more than 7 hours by the Chanukah candles, staring at the Chanukah candles. That means that there's a koach of Yovan in our lives. Let's bring this very, very much down, Lamaisa. Chazal revealed to us at the very beginning of the Torah, where it says, Reishis Belkim Shemayim Vesoretz, Vayas Haisa Sobehova Choshech Al Pnei Sahom. You know that Choshech, the four exiles are hinted in this pasuk, and that Choshech is Yavan. Shechshichu Einem Sheyisrael B'Gzeres, saying that there are many different geuses, but they brought darkness to our eyes. Hechshichu Es Einehem. They brought a darkness to our eyes. That means that the Devi Chaim says that the eyes of Yavan are leilech rak achar ma shehateva roa. The eyes of Lavan cause a person to evaluate reality, to evaluate the metzias of his life, completely based upon what he sees with his physical eyes. That's called the darkness of Yavin. That's the meaning of darkening the eyes. Yechshichu Einayim. That means Yavin wants that you and I should only look at the world with open eyes, not to close our eyes and to see beyond this world. Yavin wants us to look at everything in such a way. So Yavin wants you to look at the present situation that's right now in Eretz Yisrael, to see that there are Jews that are being killed, Chalila, seems like almost every day that someone's being hurt or killed. And the way of Yavin is to bring such a darkening to the eyes of a Jew that you and I should look at this matzav and to feel that there's no way that this could possibly ever change. We don't know what to do. Because B'derech HaTeva, which I mentioned Friday night here in Yeshiva, I was talking about this, that B'derech HaTeva, the nusach of B'derech HaTeva is Yavin. That's the nusach of Yavin. B'derech HaTeva, there's no way to stop the Muslims. Oh, you know, I'll say the Muslims. You know, I'm sorry. There's no way to stop the militant, what are you allowed to say, jihadists? I don't know. According to President Paskin, the extremists, right? You're not allowed to say the word Muslim. So people say, but there's nothing that could change. That way of thinking, and then to fall into depression and to get all completely wound up in the terrible news that we hear. That doesn't mean we shouldn't feel. Of course, we cry for Jews that are hurt. We cry for Jews that die. But that doesn't mean to chalila fall into a place of yeyush, despair, and to say such things that b'derech hateva, what's going to be? B'derech hateva, what's going to be? The eyes of Greece say that all there is a b'derech hateva, and to look at reality with only eyes that are opened, and to see with those eyes and nothing beyond what you could see with eyes that are open. Parents, you have a child that's not doing well. You have a child that looks like he's potentially. I have now parents coming to talk to me about their 5-year-old, 6-year-old children, that they're worried that this kid could go off the derech. I said, like, why? He's just a cute little boy. So the parents, you know, a parent will say to me, you know, he doesn't want to learn the alphabet. So I said, it's guaranteed that if you think like this, that your kid's going to go off the derech. I can tell you that for sure. But if you're already touching up your kid, that he's in danger of, now they say off, they say really OTD, he's got a touch of OTD, because they already messed everybody up with the OCD and all the other Rosh Hashanahs. That if you're going to look at your kid, because he's a little boy that doesn't feel like davening, I said, you're already 32 years old and you don't like to daven. So what are you so shocked? What are you worried about? He's a little kid. But if you're going to have this attitude that something's wrong with my child, Our problem is that we look at our children with open eyes. We don't look at our children with our eyes closed. Same thing that happens in marriages. So under the chuppah, they look at each other and they see everything that's beautiful. But then afterwards, they never ever learn how to close their eyes. And when your eyes are open and all you see is the metzias in front of you, so then this guy who married the number one beauty queen on earth discovers that she doesn't look that way when she's not wearing makeup. He never saw her without makeup. He never understood why she doesn't want to hang out on Shabbos. Either that or she got some kind of phony Shabbos makeup thing. Why don't girls like to hang out with guys so much on Shabbos? They're a little bit more reticent on Shabbos because they can't put on makeup to renew it. Friday night, they're okay. But Shabbos day, they get nervous because Shabbos day, if they're frum, then they have a problem because they can't redo themselves. Now, so all of a sudden, this chassan who was looking at this kalon of the chuppah and said, I can't believe this. God actually sent me the most beautiful girl in the world. Then, when he sees his wife without the makeup, he says, excuse me, did you see my wife anyplace? She says, I am your wife. He says, oh, I don't know. I didn't recognize you. And that's when the troubles begin. She saw from the beginning that he's not particularly good looking. And she loved him anyway. The problem was with the guy is that he didn't see that. He saw her with the makeup, and that's what he fell in love with. And then afterwards, when she doesn't have the makeup, then Hashem says, whispers into his ear, and he says, L'chol ayin l'cha tetzape. You have to look at your wife, not always with the eyes that are open. Because sometimes when the eyes are open, she doesn't look the same way she looked under the chuppah. Now you have to look at your wife in a different way, to see sometimes beyond. And then after she has a baby and a couple extra pounds, you know, and then the years start to go by and some wrinkles. If a person looks at his wife with the eyes of Greece, because all Greece cared about was beauty. But only beauty that you could see with your eyes that's open. Another few minutes, please. I don't know how. No, I don't say there is this to say. So I'm going to be in Haganah. Okay. So if you see your wife like that, like in Greece means to, Greece was the worship of beauty, but beauty that you could only see with your eyes open. And it's the same thing when it comes to how you learn Torah. To be able to learn Torah with your eyes open is fantastic, but you also have to be able to close your eyes. And to be able to see when you learn a Torah, when you see something in Torah, to be able to close your eyes and to savor that, and to be able to see beyond, to see that the tzaddik was taking you someplace, kfitzas aderech. The tzaddik was taking you on a trip. You learn a Torah from Avgadah Yelinitzer. The tzaddik is taking you. He says, "Come with me. I want to take you someplace." And you're scared. You say, "I don't know where we're going." So the tzaddik says, "You could trust me. We're going to go for a trip. I'm going to take you someplace. You never saw any place like this in your life." Then sometimes you had when you were growing up, Rebbeim that they never ever took you on trips like that, you know? The main problem that we have with Yiddishkeit is that there are a lot of Rebbeim that they're wonderful people, they're good people, but they don't know how to take you anywhere. They don't know the side of Kfisas HaDerech. They don't know Va'ova Hayom El Ha'ayin. They don't have to take you to be able to see something that you can't see with your eyes. In the Torah that you're learning, the Yevonim appreciated the beauty of Torah as well. You know that. You have to look him liyefes, and they appreciated the beauty of Torah. They appreciated the poetry. They appreciated the literary value of the Torah. But Chochma Hanisteris. And what happens if you're stuck, if your children are stuck with Rebbeim or good people, but they don't see any chachma nisteres. They don't see anything hidden in the Torah. All they see is the Torah that you see with your eyes or with your brain. But they don't see Torah with v'chol ayin l'cha tetzap. V'chol ayin l'cha tetzap with the eyes of Rivki Yimeinu, with the eyes of Leah Yimeinu, with the eyes of the Or HaGanuz, which is Chanukah. The Or HaGanuz is Chanukah, the whole Bnei Yisrael, everybody here learned Bnei Yisrael, Chanukah. Bnei Soscha is the Or HaGanuz, the light of Chanukah is the Or HaGanuz. It's the light that you don't see with your physical eyes. if you learn Torah with the Rebbe who takes you to those places, so then you're able to be a Jew your whole life till 120. You're able to be a Jew that's on fire. But when your Rebbe doesn't take you beyond the letters, it doesn't take you beyond the letters, and you're not learning with the eyes of L'chol miyachalos einena, L'chol ayin l'cha titzap, and you only learn with the eyes of Yavan, then it's not a Torah that comes with Roya ani es divrei ploni. You know when the Tanoim spoke to each other in such a way? Roa ani es divrei ploni, I see what you're saying. That's an amazing thing. Roa nesi divrei. Don't you want to have a friend like that? You want to have a friend like that. But even if you don't say anything, he's able to say Roa ani es divrei ploni. He's able to see what you're saying when you're not saying anything. That's what it means to have a real friend. A real friend, a yidid, be'emes, a yidid, is a person who's able to see you for beyond who you are right now. Who's able to see the person that you want to be. Who's able to see what you can become. The problem is that we look at our children, and we see the children, we see little kids in front of us, and we touch them up, we define them according to what we see with the eyes of Greece. Instead of seeing the children of the Chol Ayin L'cha Tetzap, and my eyes see what you could become. And it's Davka, the kids that are the nuttiest and the craziest and the wildest, that have the biggest kaiches to become. And those are the children that parents are closing their eyes, not to see beyond, but to say, if this kid doesn't change, I'm going to kill either him or me. I can't take it. Davka, those are the children that are usually the ones that hold the most promise for something in the future. Why are they acting up so much? There are many, many explanations for every kid is different. But a lot of times it's because they're lo mistader im ha'hoveh. How do you translate that to English? Lo mistader im ha'hoveh? He's not working it out right now.
It's a bad zone.
He's in a bad zone. Right? The zone is not his zone. Reb Chaim Brisker was not an easy child, neither was the Rogachev. We have stories about these tzaddikim. If they would be now, they would be sent for special education. They would be put into resource rooms, and they would condemn them. Some idiot, some administrator would put a stamp on it to say damage next, and the Rogachev would have gone off. He would have been the most dangerous person in the world. Because he was the greatest genius on earth. Not just at his time, he was a genius from many generations. But if you'd have gotten that stamp, there were Jews that the Rogachev had met when he was a child that had eyes of a chalayin lecha tetzap, who saw in him that this kid is not a regular kid. He's not able to be mistader in the present because his eyes come from the future. Va'avoh hayom el ha'ayin. He's in a different place. If for some of the greatest people who ever lived were not seen by Jews in the right way. The Ramchal was put into Chayrim. Or the Ramchal, Rabbi Nachman, the great tzaddikim of Kook. The word Kook in Yiddish means to see. It means to see. And he's called Rabbi Avram Yitzchak HaKorin. He's the easiest what? Ri'iya. Ra'aya. Oilus Ra'aya. His swarm are called Ri'iya. Ra'aya. The ability to see. V'chalayin l'cha tetzap. To have such eyes. To see. To see beyond. See, here's where we come. I'm sorry I'm taking a little bit longer. To the pnimis of Hanukkah. If you're able to see, if you see Yerushalayim, and the way you look at Yerushalayim is with blood on the streets, and you don't see Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash, it means that you don't have the eyes of Chalayin L'cha Tetzap. So we have a special bracha and a special din. Let's come back to the beginning. It's an amazing din when it comes to Chanukah. Haroyin Ner Chanukah, Mevorach. We don't have it, like Tosfos says, we don't have it by Lulav, we don't have it by Sukkah, we don't have that you see a Sukkah, you see a Shofar. There's no bracha on seeing it. But when you see the Ner Chanukah, there's a bracha, She'os Anisim La'Avaseinu B'Yomim Ahem B'Zman Hazeh. Because the whole koch of Re'iyah, of seeing, comes to us from Chanukah. The yontif that was given to us before we were going to Galus, to be able to see by Yomim Haheim Bizman Hazeh, that I'm living Bizman Hazeh, and I'm able to see Yomim Haheim. I'm able to see other days. I'm able to see days from earlier, from what we used to be like. And I'm able to see myself with the eyes of what it can be like, of who I can become. That's what it means, the bracha of Bayom Ahim Bizman Hazeh. I'm not stuck Bizman Hazeh. I'm not stuck in this, in the present. The inyan of Yovan is to be stuck in the present. And therefore, everybody here learned a little bit, you know, that Chanukah is very deeply connected. So I don't have time to go into this now. But the inyan of Yosef at Tzadik, because by Yosef at Tzadik, the Torah says, reveals to us the bracha of Yosef at Tzadik is Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras, Alei, what? Alei Ayin. Ben Paras Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik was the most beautiful Jew in the world. Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alei Ayin. The beauty of Yosef HaTzadik is Alei Ayin. Chazal said, Olei Ayin. Which Chazal, the Gemara says that he has the ability of Yosef HaTzadik to rise above the koch of the Ayin Ra, of the evil eye. The evil eye is Bilam. The evil eye is Yavan. The evil eye means the eye that is dark. Choshech echshichu einem sheyisrael. The evil eye means you see a person, and all you see is what you see with your eyes. That's called the evil eye. Yosef HaTzadik is alei ayin, oilei ayin. The inyan of Yosef HaTzadik, and that's why, in the moment that he was in, everything was pulling him to become lost in that tumah of the wife of Potiphar. In the beauty of Potiphar. Everything was pulling him, mamish, to go into that place of the Ishes Potiphar. But he saw in the window, he saw, what did he see in the window? Have you remember? What did he see? You're still listening? I don't know. Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't scream. Sometimes screaming keeps you awake, so I'm just talking softly, so sometimes it could put you to sleep. What did he see in the window? What did he see? He saw Yaakov Avinu. He saw Dmus Dikna Shel Aviv. The Gemara has longer. Rashi just brings a little bit. But Rashi brings what Yaakov Avinu was saying to him. But he saw the image of his father in the window. Now, Chalon, Ches, Lamed, Nun is the root letters of the Rosh Tevis of Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah. Chalon is Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah. Chalon is the Oisi, is the Rosh Tevis Navshenu Chikso Lasha. I'm waiting for something beyond what I see. If he would have gone by what he saw in front of him, there's no way that a human being could have been able to withstand the seduction of the wife of Potiphar. It's stronger than anything that God forbid any Jewish eye ever saw on the internet. The wife of Potiphar. Chazal tells that her beauty was something that a human being, mamish, could not contend with. But those are the eyes of Greece. And Yosef HaTzadik was in danger of slipping into that place, to slipping into the eyes of Greece, into the world of Potiphar. And then he saw the Muzdiuk Nishal Aviv, he saw his father. And his father was telling him that there's something else in the future that's waiting for you. Don't give in to the present moment. Because if you hold yourself and you don't give in to this moment, and you're able to connect to V'chol Ayin L'chot Tetzapa, you're able to see the Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah, which is why there are those in Golis where the Chanukah candles lit in the window by many people, because Chalon is Lahadik Ne'er Chanukah and Avshenu Chiksel Hashem. That if you're able to close your eyes, Yosef, just don't look at this moment that you're in. That's what the Gemara says, that Yaakov was telling Yosef at Tzadik, that you know that there's going to the Kohen Gadol is going to wear a special thing with all of the stones of the Shvatim, and you know what's awaiting you, that you also have a stone on the Chayshin, you also have a stone that's waiting for you. Yaakov was telling Yosef at Tzadik, don't give in to this moment. Don't look at what's in front of your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes to what you see in front of you. And he did. And you know, an amazing thing happened. Hashem is Baruch, Chazal tells, Hashem is Baruch said, Alay l'shalem schar oisa ayin. I have to give a reward to that eye. And therefore, ultimately, the Mishkan of Shiloh, have everyone ever visited? We have the ruins of Shiloh. You ever visit Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael? No, you never went? To have the mamish, you could see where the Mishkan Shiloh used to be. And it's an amazing place to visit. It's an amazing place to go. And not only that, There's a special din by Shilu. The Gemara in Zvachim tells us that the Svarim, the Shem Yishmol talks about in Psadik and all the Svarim. It was a special din. Generally, you know, the Kachem Kalim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Lifnim and Achaim is only inside the walls of Yerushalayim. But when it came to Shilu, it was a special din of a Chol Araya, from wherever you're able to see. And they even have places, Ad Hayom, there are ancient places where it's marked with stone, where it was a din of a Chol Araya, where you're able to see from over there into the Mishkans of Chol Araya. But why is there a din of a Chol Haroya? Because the eyes of Yosef and Tzadik. Alei Shor means Benos Sa'adu Alei Shor, that the women were climbing up the wall. Alei Shor. Shor means Ashuvena V'lo At, means to see something. The way that Goyim look at things is to see something right now. The way that a Jew says Ashuvena V'lo At, I might not see it right now, but I close my eyes and I see it in the future. Ashuvena V'lo At. Those are the eyes of Alei Shor. Alei Shor. Olei Ayin. The koyach of Yosef HaTzadik is to see beyond the present moment. And that's why Chanukah, and just to end, that's why Chanukah is a lashon of chinuch. That's the pashtus, a lashon of Chanukah, is Chanukah HaMizbeach, is a lashon of chinuch. It also means, of course, to educate, to teach. Matasyo Ubanov, what was remarkable about that family of the Cheshmonoim, of those Kahanim, is that the rest of the Jewish people looked at the enemy and said that we cannot win. It's chafam. There's nothing we can do about this. They're stronger than us. And there was one family that screamed out, Mila Shamelai. That family of the Chashmonoi were able to close their eyes and they gave a scream. And they said, like what happened with Dina and Shem, the whole story of Chanukah, when Jewish girls were being raped. And the Chashmonoi Ubanov were able to close their eyes and to say, the whole world is not going to tell us what to do. That we're not afraid of the world. We're not afraid of the Yevanim. We're not afraid of the Ishmaelim. We're not afraid of the Russians, of the Americans. We're not afraid of the whole world. Mila Shem Elai. Whoever still believes in God, the Cheshmonoim said, whoever sees the world with the eyes of Leah, of Rivka, with the eyes of Chanukah, with the Oraganus, whoever sees with the eyes of Chalayim Lechot Tetzapa, with the Einei Hashem Al Tzadikim, is Lechal Miyachalais Einenu. We don't care what the world says. We don't care what the world says. And instead of sitting around and krechzing and crying and being depressed, the Cheshmonoim said, Mila Shem Elai. They saw something else. They saw something else. And they said, instead of looking at CNN and NBC and to see what's the latest on the news, instead of watching to see with those eyes of Yavin, the Chashanim closed their eyes and they said, Mila Shamelai. We're tired of this. We're not standing for this anymore. This is not going to be. HaChazon Yas is HaChasein. The world talks about the Jewish people in such a way and treats us in such a way. HaChazon Yas HaChasein, the Jews are not safe in the world. There's no one else that we could trust, only Avinu Shebishamayim. Therefore the mitzvah is Ne'er Ishu Beisoy. If you want to teach your children, the chinuch of children is to see with V'chalayim Lechot Tetzav. To tell our children not to spend the next 2 hours watching funerals. The big tzaddikim were not hung up on funerals, you know that? The big tzaddikim took care of the ones who brought the funerals, who caused the funerals. You understand what I'm saying? That's the eyes that we have to have. To see beyond the misery and the despair. Of course, you look for a second and you cry. But then the ikkers of Chalai and the Chatetzat, the mitzvah of Chanukah, we don't have anywhere else. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin. Mahadrin doesn't just mean it's beautiful. Mahadrin means like hadabe. Mahadrin means to look for something, to return, to search. That's what it means. Mahadrin, min mahadrin, the Svarim says that on Chanukah Jews learn how to search, learn how to look. Like Yaakov, you know, Leibla Eger says, we light the candle by the Pesach Abayas because Yaakov stood by the door with a candle looking out into the darkness, waiting for Yosef HaTzadik to come home. because Yaakov believed in all of his heart. Yaakov believed that in the end Yosef will come home. He believed that he would come home. So the candles lit by the opening, because they were waiting for Yosef and Tzadik to come home. We're waiting for all of these Jews who've been taken from us to come home, to return. It's the koyach of Re'iyah. Therefore, by Chanukah, his ain lona reshus l'shtamesh b'hem, ela l'roisim b'lvad. So the meaning of Chanukah is ain lona reshus l'shtamesh b'hem, ela l'roisim b'lvad, is just to be able to see. L'kavos. Sipinu chikinu, kivinu. That's what it means. The Yeshuascha kivisi Hashem. That's the Orev Chanukah. The Yeshuascha kivinu Hashem. There's a Torah here in Likud Halachos, but it's already 11 o'clock. It's not a Torah. You know, everything with Rav Nosson is Tefillah. But if you have a chance, maybe you look at it. I know that you first started a lot, and you just need to really, for Li'in Yaneinu, it's all about this. But in Chavtes, in Ois Chavtes, in Birchas Haidor Vav, Rav Nosson talks about the kavanas to have, one of the kavanas to have when you're lighting the Ner Chanukah. We don't have time to learn it now, but you'll learn it in Mitzvah, you learn it with each other, you'll learn it yourselves, and you'll understand that the Ikka Kavana, the Yud Gimel Bechilat Rachim, the 13 Midas Rachim, Ad Nakei, and so on, that's brought down on many of the Sidurim and many of the Svarim, the things to daven for, the things to say. But the Ikka Kavan is the Shem Aleph Hei Yud Hei. Aleph Hei Yud Hei. And that Shem of Ekya She'ekya, which is the Inyan of Emes, Aleph Hei Yud Hei means Ana Zamer L'Mehev, which means that which I want to be, which I believe I can become. Ehya. I'm not right now, but I want to be. The Avodah of Chanukah, of this time of the year, is to see yourself in that way. Not by what you are, with all the dumb and goofy things that we do, and the silliness, and the Yetzer Hara Lech, and all of that. The Inyan of Chanukah is Aleph Hei Yud Hei. Ano Zamer L'Mehev, the Zohar says, I am prepared, I'm ready, I want to be something bigger. And I can see beyond myself, like Yosef HaTzadik. I can see something else, not just this, of who I am. And even if you have sometimes a friend who touches you up wrong, or a parent, God forbid, how much children suffer because the parents didn't get them, or the Rebbe didn't get them, or the teacher didn't get them, and the Rebbe condemned, or the parent condemned that Jew to a small place, to a jail where Yosef HaTzadik was stuck until he was able to get out. To be able to see ourselves, Aleph Hei Yud Hei, of what I will be. That's the koach of Chol Ayin Lecha Tetzav. So Hashem's eyes are looking at us for who we can be. And we need to adjust and to align our eyes with the eyes of Hashem. So that the same way that Hashem looks at us with such love because he sees who we can be, we need to look at ourselves with such eyes. And in that way we'll be zeichet to overcome all of the darkness that we're in now. And we'll be zeichet to go past the Choshech and the Tahaim, to be able to come to that time of Ayin ba'ayin yiru v'shuv Hashem tzion, we begin v'sechazen einenu v'shuv chulatzion rachnu v'gul Hashem amitis amein v'amein. You sing a niggun maybe? Chesky's not here. Chesky's. Oh, Chesky. What do we do with that? Just a fast. No? Sing a niggun. Yeah. Sorry. I messed up the Sadie. I know it's not.
I did too.